to the good music. Everything now is just talking about stuff that doesn't even really matter. It's the same people over and over, and music, changed so much. Like, music is now like Mariah Carey's voice. Gone. Hello and welcome to Pop on Top with Dev. This episode is the second episode of Pop on Top. Pop on Top is streaming with Castbox. Castbox is the fastest growing and highest rated podcast app. If you want to get a heads up on all things Pop on Top, you can follow the podcast on Twitter at Pop on Top Podcast and on Instagram at Pop on Top dot Podcast. Again, I am your host Dev, and this is Pop on Top. Listening now, you know that it is the second episode of Pop on Top. So, those who have listened last week, thank you. For those who are listening now, welcome. Again, my name is Dev, and this is the second episode of this podcast. For this episode, we will be talking about all things music, the difference between what's happening now and what has happened in the past. Now, today's music is different. It is always talking about the same things. It is the same people over and over. They are just continuing to dominate the pop charts. It's unfortunate that these people are the only ones that are in this business or making their impact on pop music. Because before, it used to be different people all the time. It's not the same person with five songs on the pop charts. It's not the same people over and over that are continuing to be in the top 10 for their music. There's always someone new. There's always people on the charts that you may have heard of, or they are one-hit wonders. But when it comes to like past 2010, like 2018, 2017, these people, these artists, are the same artists over and over, and they have three singles on in the top 10 or the top 100 or even in the top 50, and it's kind of taken a turn for the worst. I remember, well, I'm gonna compare pop music from 2000, early 2000s, before 2010, and after 2010. That's what I'm gonna be doing today, and that's what you're gonna be listening to. So for, let's say 2008, I'm going to go on to billboard.com and look at the charts for 2008. And I'm going to read a list of the top 10. And let's see how many of them are relevant now. Okay? Number one, this is June 21st, 2008. Number one, Lollipop with Lil Wayne. Number two, Viva La Vida, Coldplay. Number three, Bleeding Love, Leona Lewis. Number four, I Kissed a Girl, Katy Perry. Number five, Take a Bow, Rihanna. Number six, Love in This Club, Usher. Number seven, No Air, Jordan Sparks and Chris Brown. Number eight, Sexy Can I, Ray J. Number nine, Pocket Full of Sunshine, Natasha Bedingfield. And number 10, 4 Minutes, Madonna. Or looked at today's music, it would be totally different. The ones that would be in the top 10 now, I don't even know. I think it would be Cardi B. It would be probably Kendrick Lamar, maybe. It would be, who else is relevant now? Oh, Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj. Like, even though it's new artists with these songs, it's the same artists with multiple songs. And it's weird because there are so many underrated artists now, and like Chloe and Halle, like Khalid, I guess Fifth Harmony's solo artists, they're doing well now, but like there are so many opportunities for people to rise above all of these artists that are acting silly and producing music and making music that is pointless. Like, all of these songs now are just talking about nothing, but they're making so much money. Like, back then, there was so many songs about like life. There were so many songs about love. There were so many songs about like overcoming certain things, but now it's just sex, drugs, and money. It's just weird that even back then, they probably still talked about that stuff, but it was more reading into the music instead of it being blatantly obvious about what they're talking about. But music now is just really, really horrible. Don't get me wrong, I have my favorites of who I like and what type of music I'm into, but when I listen to Spotify or when I listen to music and radio stations, I like to throw it back to beyond 2010. Like what happened to T-Pain and Apple Bottom Jeans or Buy You a Drink, and what happened to Single Ladies Beyonce and what else? Jason Derulo, What You Say, and Destiny's Child, and just Mariah Carey when she was good, and Danity Kane. Like, what happened to her? And Alicia Keys. What happened to her? Like, there's all of these artists that are older now, but they still make music. But when they're making the music and it comes out, it's not as popular as it once was. Like, I remember that Alicia Keys put out a song, and people didn't really like it as much, but when someone talks about like how, I don't know, when someone's trying to talk about like getting a girl or something, it's the most popular song. Now with people or celebrities being super on social media, and then as well as just doing whatever they want without feeling that there's much of a backlash. It's just something that people need to come to realize, because now, I'm gonna say it again, this music is so stupid. If I were to actually think about it, I would say that I enjoy about 60% of the music that is on the radio. Or now I'm listening to music that I hear from YouTube channels, like, oh, you should listen to this artist because no one really listens to them, but they're pretty good. Or listening to music from people who are known but aren't known as well. Because now the music doesn't really have meaning, or the meanings are just stupid. I like songs with meaning. I like songs that talk about topics that are relatable to other people, not just negative topics. So I think when we start to think about music and how it's kind of gone down the drain, I think we have to talk about why people think they can do whatever they want or say whatever they want, and then it could be a hit. Like, the rappers nowadays get to talk about anything, and you can't even understand what they're saying, and people would buy their music. Like, I can become a rapper if I really wanted to, because Lord knows what they're saying, and if I just started mumbling and used a whole bunch of autotune, it would be great. Like, if I started rapping the ABCs, I think I would be one of the better rappers out there, because I'm actually putting some substance out there. But I talked to one of my friends, and they were telling me about how music now is super sexual. And I can agree, like, music in today's realm is just too much. It is too out there. It's not good anymore. I feel like music should be something that should spread light to people, and it should be used to spread a message of whatever purpose that artist has, but people aren't doing that. Like, the beats are great, but the lyrics and the messages behind them aren't. Like, a lot of them are sexualizing women. It is talking about drugs. It's talking about doing the wrong thing. But I know music back then talked about it too, but it's not almost every song. It was some songs, and those were the risk takers, but now I feel like that's the norm, that whatever you have to do to sell records is to talk about sex, drugs, and money, and that's not good. So I think that's something that needs to be looked at or worked on. But, you know, what I wanted to do, I wanted this to be a short little podcast, like about 15 minutes, and I just wanted to talk about how music is forever changing, but right now we're not changing for the better. Like, we're really changing for the worse because of all of the things that are going on in the world, but we're talking about this type of stuff, and it's really not helping the young people. It's making these young people, these young people are crazy. I don't even want to get into that right now, but I think we need to, or these artists need to really look at the music that they're making, and people are looking up to these artists, and they need to make it for the better, because the impact that they have right now isn't a good one. But that is it for our Pop on Top. I just wanted to talk about music really quick, and this episode is coming to an end. The second episode is almost done. Music for this episode has been provided by Hook Sounds. Today I use the songs Tropical Summer and Tropical Positive Pop. If you want to check out any other royalty-free music, I recommend hooksounds.com. They really have a great selection, and it is free to use. If you want to get a heads up on all things Pop on Top, you can follow the podcast on Twitter, like I said before, at Pop on Top Podcast, and on Instagram at popontop.podcast. Just a reminder, go ahead and give those a quick follow, and don't forget to share this podcast with other people. You can check back next Monday for the next episode of Pop on Top, but thank you for sticking with me for this second episode. Third episode is coming next Monday. Until next time.